This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York is getting underway again this morning. Closing arguments. The AP's Donna Warder.
Trump is accused of exaggerating his wealth on financial statements he provided to banks, insurance companies, and others. Trump says he did nothing wrong, didn't lie about his fortune, and he's the victim of political persecution. I'm Donna Warder.
Does Israel's war with Hamas amount to genocide against Palestinians? The UN's top court is hearing a case alleging that. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The judges have opened 2 days of legal arguments in a case filed by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide in its Gaza war. Israel rejects the allegation. In a statement after the case was filed last year, the Palestinian Authority urged the court to call on Israel to stop what it called its onslaught against the Palestinian people. Although it normally considers the UN and international tribunals unfair and biased, Israel has sent a strong legal team to defend its military operation in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
They're trying to figure out why this happened. A plane carrying Gambia's national soccer team made an emergency landing in Africa after a sudden loss of oxygen. A coach who was on the plane said the team just barely escaped death. He said they were all getting carbon monoxide poisoning. Here at home, prices rose 0.3% from November to December. Housing costs accounted for more than half the increase. Food, gasoline, and electricity also pushed up prices. The number of Americans applying for unemployment dropped to its lowest level in nearly 3 months last week. Google has laid off hundreds of employees. They were working on hardware, voice assistants, and engineering teams. The idea is to save money, but the union calls it needless layoffs, saying Google makes billions every quarter. This is AP News. Now to the IRS. Is it too slow?
For the IRS, backlogs and identity theft are still problems, despite a funding boost, according to a watchdog. The IRS is still too slow to process amended tax returns, answer taxpayer phone calls, and resolve identity theft cases. That's according to an independent watchdog within the agency. The organization sent a report to Congress Wednesday that the backlog of unprocessed amended returns has quadrupled from 500,000 in 2019 to almost 2 million in October last year, and taxpayer correspondence and related cases more than doubled over the same period from almost 2 million to 4.3 million. The report comes shortly after the IRS announced that the 2024 filing season begins January 29th. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.